Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Smoky Lounge by Jose Gabriel Garcia. A refreshing wave of luscious words that soothe the mind and soul. A poetic walk in the park with a touch of realistic tingles and eclectic nature. A realistic way of putting sensations into the rhythm of poetic expression. Indulge in the beautiful slab of poetry while lounging on a cozy corner. Let the words take you into another world. Jose first noticed his talent potential as a poet in junior high school in New York City. He took an interest in reading after watching his dad, enjoyed short stories, and thought maybe he would like to write novels. But after reading a number of poets, he decided on poetry. Releasing his first collection of poems and prose, Finger Hinges, in 2006, Jose's writings is influenced by his strong belief that going green is the direction of civilization, the way we need to go to hold on to head into, preserve our spot in the future. He's involved in saving wildlife reserves, recreational parks, and planting trees. Currently living in New Mexico with his wife and two daughters, Jose Gabriel Garcia, winner of the Editor's Choice Award for Outstanding Achievement in Poetry by Poetry.com and the International Library of Poetry, author of The Smoky Lounge, is our guest on This Week in America. Jose, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, yes, for all the commendations and you get my it's wonderful to hear my name said right the first time.
Well, this is good. It's so nice to have you on the program to talk about the latest book, The Smoky Lounge, and you've got more that you're working on. It's going to be interesting to find out how you've changed as a poet over the course of the years. But let's go back to that time in high school when you found this interest that you like poetry. So many of us in high school didn't like poetry because it didn't come natural to us. It took a lot of effort, but boy, you did, and you really nailed it at that point. What was it about poetry that got your attention?
Well, it was the imagery, I think, probably was what got me there. I enjoyed reading. I enjoyed also visual arts, comic books and stuff. And so when it came to writing through school, as you mentioned, I realized I did have a knack for using my mind's eye and putting it in writing. So through inspirations, man, Robert Frost was one of my big ones, Edgar Allan Poe, reading those and in my youth, and novels too. But yes. I noticed that my strength was in writing poetry. And I even joined a competition. I wrote Winter Night Sight in high school. I didn't win first place, but the teacher was impressed.
Well, and that was where this all started, this foundation that you have for this talent that you have for writing poetry. With us on the program, Jose Gabriel Garcia. The book is The Smoky Lounge. We're talking about his most recent available at Amazon. We'll give you that as we talk during the course of the program. It's interesting, too, this background in reading. That came from your dad, I understand.
Yeah. He made me realize that it takes more than just picking up the book, but you have to want to read. You have to want to learn. People like reading from Malcolm X and learning from Malcolm X and reading his autobiography and seeing how... and learning through practice that wanting to learn makes you a better, not only reader, but a learner and even a teacher when you don't even realize it probably.
And I would think as a poet and just looking at some of your work over the years, there's this evolution, a constant learning that you go through. You go through different emotions in through life and you state those so vividly in all of your poetry. And I understand a lot of this foundation was what open mic night that you would go out and you'd sort of expose yourself in front of people and do poetry. What was that like and how did that shape you as a poet?
Exciting because you know I would listen to rap music and that was the big thing in my heyday because those guys were you know in my age range and they went out on stage and pretty much started with a pencil and notebook too, So when I did my own thing with, through the aspiration as well, it was exciting. And then I had friends of mine also that were writing, and it was surprising because, you know, not everyone just wants to write and go to open mic night and not be part of the audience, but go on stage. So it was like exciting twice over. And a wonderful experience that when I broke that ice, and I don't remember right now what might have been my first poem that I read, because I don't have them memorized. I would take my own book most of the time.
Yes.
But when I broke the ice, it just made me want to do more poetry with more confidence, without worries about too many criticisms.
In 2006, you wrote the first book that I talked about, Finger Hinges. Let's talk about that and getting material together and writing the book. And the creative part of that is one thing, but then you've got the whole business of publishing, getting the book published. What was that experience like for you in 2006 when you put this book together, some of the challenges in putting the book together and then getting it out there so people could enjoy it?
Yeah, I when I had put Finger Hinges together, I was already over that hump of the books that I had wanted to read in philosophy, history, so when I had my compilation, I made Finger Hinges, I was able to go to Lulu.com, which is a very affordable publishing company. It was exciting in that sense too. Exciting, where I was going to have a copy of my own work. It really put a seriousness that I needed, because
yes,
my life was still even though I was doing what I wanted, and I was getting my strength together too. I was still growing up. I don't think I was 28 years old. I was still in my early 20s, trying to get it together and realizing the seriousness of growing up.
There's so much yet to handle in all those emotions, and then trying to lay yourself out there with your thoughts and the themes you're trying to get across in your poetry. Jose Gabriel Garcia is our guest on the program, talking about, we will be anyway, his newest book, which is The Smoky Lounge. Finger Hinges, the first book, and it was some time before you wrote the second book, the one we're talking about, The Smoky Lounge. Talk about that in between. What were you going through during that period, and how did you evolve between the two books?
I The Smoky Lounge, yeah, it was from 06 to 2015. That was about 9 years. I didn't think I was going to be able. I was taking some hard criticism from publishing companies, representatives that were marketers, I don't know. But I also had, you know, friends that are true friends to be like, are you writing anymore? And, you know, we'd have a small chat about what we were writing.
Yes.
You know, we were really into it and trying to get ideas out there that not only belong to us, but would, make a change. It took a lot of seriousness again. Like, how am I seriously just going to like do the same thing? And then I came upon an issue, personal issue, where I got sober. I had a very bad drinking problem, and I would go to AA meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and listen and share myself. And that rounded me out to a new, you know, out of the modge podge, you know,
yes,
of going nowhere kind of where it looked like to me. And it just put a solid ground for me where not only I got sober and grew up in that sense too, I had a maturity from getting sober. Speaking of 9 years, I'm 9 years now in sobriety from
oh, congratulations.
Drinking alcohol. Yeah, thank you.
That's a major accomplishment that many people never get to. So you should be quite proud of yourself and what you've been able to do. So you go through all of that. and then you're ready to write again and publish again. The Smoky Lounge. What's the significance of the title, The Smoky Lounge?
It's kind of a retrospect on my youth and how I always realized on that that phrase of let the dust settle or the smoke clear, and it would have me sit down and relax because my youth was those 90s were pretty darn crazy. They, you know, like the 80s were crazy too, but my youth was pretty wild. And naming it the Smoky Lounge is kind of easy because, you know, you used to go smoke marijuana and powwow and drink and stuff. So it's kind of letting the smoke linger while you lounge and kind of inviting folks to listen to poetry, to listen to Open Mic Night, to read my books, you know, to check out Finger Hinges.
Sort of sets
respect back with me.
Yes, it sets the stage for what you write about in the two poems, the two books of poetry, Finger Hinges and The Smoky Lounge. You'll find those at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jose Gabriel Garcia is our guest on the program. I want to ask you about some of the themes that you talk about in The Smoky Lounge, and then I'll ask you if you'd be so kind as to read a poem or two to share your work. But what are some of the themes? What do you like to talk about in your poetry, as specifically in The Smoky Lounge?
Kind of in the casual sense, for The Smoky Lounge was my theme, casual, not too much foul language, and to shed a light or open the idea to religion, some rigid things that, or monumental things.
Yes.
Like religion or fantasy, you know, where those things can be cool or acceptable, or you can listen to something like an idea like that without rustling your feathers or getting upset. Just kind of lounging and on those ideas.
And that's great because
religion, fantasy, nature observation. Some things that are going to get right away.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when you're in a relaxed state like that, as you're reading, you are more receptive to the ideas that you put out there. Is there a poem or two from the Smoky Lounge that you would be so kind as to share with us on the program today?
Yes. I have it for on that theme from the Smoky Lounge. I'll go with...
It's hard to choose, I'm sure. I didn't ask for your favorite because that really would be putting you on the spot. But a couple that you were particularly fond of that you think we would like to listen to. It's so difficult when you go back because they're all favorites and you'd like to read all of them. So just sort of choose a couple that you think would fit into the flow of the conversation and please share.
I think I'll go with Freudian Complex. You know that Sigmund Freud was a highly debated and conversed on philosopher and
yes.
Of psychology, and so here we have a Freudian Complex. The black road of my tears, the black rose of my spite, the orchid on the cliff. Come to me. And within my thoughts, realize, oh, well, life could be hell. The blood-red flower by the scene of my sight in my vision, a narrow trail sloping down the cliff. So inviting, the oncoming night is but the spark to ignite, the strong curiosity to forego, an undeniable continuum to infinitum. Thank you.
That is so well done. Such a talented poet who's our guest on the program. That's why you could see he's the winner of the Editor's Choice Award for Outstanding Achievement in Poetry by Poetry.com and the International Library of Poetry. Our guest is Jose Gabriel Garcia. I know you've got a new one. I'm going to try to encourage you to share that with us as well. It's hot off the presses that will be available at some point. But anything else from the Smoky Lounge you would share with us now?
Since I did join that competition, but that was a winter night site. But y'all would have to indulge me with your patronism. I'll go with Civil Dreams from the Smoky Lounge. And that was also in another publication of Same Muse, Different Views, an anthology with other poets. But here we have Civil Dreams. One bad day is okay, but when you are trying to do your thing and it builds, being bred in the city, the small talk alludes to some getting used to, some fade like old edifices to be shut down. It is fun to walk by them in the night, though, once in a while. So it's time to go home and take a godly shower to be ready for my last hope of the would-be femme. In the meantime, she is so humble on her way to me, so as when she shows up in the bright-lit room in a doorway, looking like a winter-stricken small tree, with plastic bags blowing attached to the limbs, the vivid image from my dark room whose snuff lights seem not to invite her nor turn her away. The sun is there in the morning. Do you see the incongruity of this? Your no leaves you. Your fear is gruesomely obvious, like gross coincidences. There is no taming a jungle, so the drug option availability to each individual, their construction, like plastic carrying arms, escape, joke, educate positively, dream, fight reality.
So well done. That's Jose Gabriel Garcia, our guest from the Smoky Lounge. A few minutes left in the program. I know you're working on material for a new book, something that you could sort of tease us with that will get us interested in the next book from Jose. Do you have something you could read for us?
From my scratch notes, and I finished this here poem. My other stuff, I can't promise another 9 years or any sooner, but I will be working on it.
Okay.
This is The Friendlies Past and Beyond Man's Satellites. Saskatchewan, my notepad with my left tainted blemish in the light, blurred my jaded perception in focus, an area around poison now shut, nearly flush, raining beautifully, Mountain Dew, sweet residue running down my brows and earlobes. Awesome twilight and a silence that frowns and a clamoring of impetuous disturbances that with it contains a healing presence as a manifesting present. Thank you.
Boy, I'm putting pressure on you, but I'm anxious to read the next book now. Jose, all of your books are available at Amazon. Wait, The Smoky Lounge is the third, right?
No, it's technically yes.
Okay.
Because that anthology was a collaboration with from the Langston Hughes Library, whereas another place I had open mics,
okay,
and we did
yes.
Projects. But that The Smoky Lounge is my second book.
That's all yours, and that's available at Amazon. I mentioned the influence now with your belief about going green, the direction that civilization needs to go. How do you reflect that in your poetry? Is that something that now sort of is there in a lot of the poetry, in the poems that you write?
Yeah. I try not to be too political about it. It's kind of an oxymoron to juxtapose like that, but I try to hint at it best that I can, in removing the fear of our nature where we live, and to instead put a caring notion to to where we live and, you know, our national parks, the tree outside our doors.
Yes.
Of our neighborhoods.
Well, and that's part of the art form of poetry, and certainly the way you do it is to get us thinking about certain issues, and you do such an excellent job with that. Award-winning poet Jose Gabriel Garcia is our guest on the program. The second book we're talking about on the program is The Smoky Lounge. You'll find that. And his first book, Finger Hinges, you'll find that at Amazon, all the usual places. Jose, thank you so much for being with us on the program. So you are working on the new poetry. How's that coming? I would assume that every day you get thoughts and ideas and themes that you want to write about.
Yeah, almost every day. Some are better than others, but I have a wonderful cell phone where it's a Palm Pilot. I can pretty much with a wand jot down a note. Sometimes it was the worst thing to have an idea.
Oh, exactly.
And say, well, I'll get over it, write it down, and never get to it. But I'll say yes every day. I do have a scratch note, and I put them together, the ones that make sense and jive best, and pretty much fill in the blank, man. I've gotten to that stage where it's become my way of doing poetry now.
Well, and we've all gone through that where we have this brilliant idea. We look around and we couldn't find a pen and paper. And by the time we did, we forgot what it was or didn't have it exactly the way as we thought it, because it was brilliant when we were thinking of it. So with the, I guess that's an author's greatest gift is to have that, the phone there available so they can take the notes as they go. So Jose, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by very quickly, and it's been great having you with us. Congratulations on the success you've had. Congratulations on the years of sobriety. That's amazing, and turning your life around in such a dramatic way. So thank you for sharing all this in the program. We will stay in touch. Hopefully we can do this again when you get the new book out. And thank you for being with us on the show today. And thank you for choosing a couple of poems
my pleasure.
Reading them to us. I really appreciate that. Jose Gabriel Garcia, our guest on the program. The book is The Smoky Lounge. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.